It is Monday morning, the 20th, and joining us today remotely is both Brian and John Dalby from Redwood Capital Bank.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everybody. Winston, you have our... Why do we say that?
Yes, I do. And it's slightly financial as well. I was surprised I was able to find one. Pop goes the weasel. Where do we get the expression, pop goes the weasel?
Well, John, do you think the bank part is on the pop or the weasel?
I'm not sure I want to be a part of any of this.
I'm going to say on the pop
side. I have no idea where that comes from.
When you sing, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel, you're referring to the opening and shutting of a pocketbook. Weasel, or weasel skin, was a popular slang name for a pocketbook when the verse was written.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, so it's kind of like wallet, but not really.
I want to hear you tell your wife that, call her purse a weasel and see where that goes.
Oh, you'll know about it. You'll see the explosion off on the horizon. Financial services industry has certainly come under an awful lot of attention here the last few weeks or so. One of the things, John, that I would think would be interesting for a lot of folks is from inside the bank, from your guys' perspective, how did this process go with either the EIDL, the PPP, or with the stimulus checks that individuals are receiving? What was it like for your folks?
So the EIDL loans are all done directly with SBA. So we don't have any direct interaction with that process, other than we've had a few people we know of that have received those funds. And then on the stimulus checks, probably the biggest impact to us is our mobile and online banking systems crashed because so many people were checking to see if their checks were in on a regular basis. So, but again, we didn't have much to do with that other than, trying to provide the information for our customers as it came in. But we've had a lot of experience with the Payroll Protection Program, the PPP as it's called. And of course, we have people that are processing them, so we call those the Payment Protection Plan processors, or the PPPPs.
Okay. Hopefully they have special badges, or you've given them maybe pizza so they can have a 5P event or experience, huh?
Well, we're working overtime, weekends, evenings, making this thing happen, so we try and add a little levity to the whole process.
Not fiction, just levity.
There you go.
Yeah. what was the information dissemination like from the feds, or SBA, I guess would be the feds on this one, down through the individual institutions? How did that flow?
For the most part, it didn't. We've been left in the lurch on a number of issues. There's no real hotline for us to get answers. There's more questions out there than there are answers. Our customers ask us questions, and we go, we do not know. For instance, there's a number of issues like partnership draws. How is that computed into some of the calculations? And a myriad of things like how long we have to disperse the funds, et cetera, et cetera. And we're getting conflicting information. So continually we'll be told one thing, and then they'll come out with another in the next FAQ. And we've even listened to seminars in which two SBA representatives told us contrary information. And then got into an argument with each other. So the point being is, they're making it up as they go, and so the rules change continually. And so it's been very frustrating. At the same time, if the program works the way it's designed, it will do a great deal to help our small businesses here in our community.
any idea what percentage of folks were able to get in early? Because, you know, at least as of going into the weekend, the funds were tapped out, and it's just it's over until Congress steps up and or if they make the decision to go forward. Are you hoping that there's more? Do you think that it did the job? Is there a lot of pain that still hasn't been realized out there? What kind of sense do you have on the funding side of this?
So there is significant more need out there. And I think we were probably the most active with the payment protection program. We processed over 360 applications, and we were able to get all but maybe a small handful, and I want to say less than five, were all funded or have been guaranteed and will be funded. And then that last group will wait for the second round, but now we're accumulating a queue for the balance, assuming Congress does approve another round of this, we'll have a queue ready to start for a second round.
Will it be a little bit less panic-driven?
I'm assuming the second wave will be smaller than the first, but we're geared up to handle it. And when I say that, not because we have excess staff, because right now we're operating at about 90% of our staffing rate because of the COVID-19 issues, but we have staff that have been working again overtime, weekends,
getting it done, so to speak,
to get her done. Yes. And
KIS News and Information Time. We'll continue to set John if they need you.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with John Dalby, the bank dude. John, with the PPP challenges, with the questions that are out there, and now we've got local communities, the city of Fortuna, city of Arcata, I think Eureka is contemplating, the county is contemplating. We've got REDAC, Humboldt Area Foundation, Headwaters Funds. Everybody's kind of looking at augmenting. Is that going to change the contact point? Are they working through the local financial institutions? Is this through their governmental structures? Have you even been talked to about this?
We've been contacted by a couple of the economic development agencies about various ideas, and some that have asked us to do different things with the PPP program, some of which we don't even know if we can. Because we're getting conflicting information as to what can be done and what won't be done. In fact, we don't even the reimbursement or the debt forgiveness piece. We still don't have guidance on that, so it's really hard to give your customers guidance on it. So it's very frustrating for everybody. At the same time, we've been able to push all these through and get them funded.
So as the cities are doing, or let's just pick economic development as a generic reference point, there's got to be some additional work that's needed to access those funds. Karen Diemer on Friday had said, contact the city. Well, a lot of people are going to be a little bit more hesitant about sharing some of their financial information to a city staff rather than through their banker. Is there an intermediary role that's potentially there for their local financial institution to be able to assist, or is this kind of outside of that purview and we should be making direct contact?
So you have a couple of issues with that. One is we've never been contacted by any agency as an intermediary. Two is, our people that don't bank with us, are they going to be hesitant if we were? And three, I don't have the manpower to do it right now. We're putting everything behind taking care of our current customers, getting them through these SBA processes. And then once we get this wave of getting them booked, then we have to go through the process, which I think will even be more time intensive, of helping them get their reimbursements.
So once that information is made and the loans come through, we're hearing in the general press, I guess you can still call it press instead of media, that there's anticipated an awful lot of documentation and a lot of detail that will be necessary just so everybody feels comfortable what's going on. Kind of, I guess, like getting a grant from the state and there are strings attached. Has there been any kind of a indication what documentation is needed for those that are getting any of these business-related fundings at this point?
We have not received any instructions or guidances from the SBA at this point in time as to what that process will entail and how much will be involved in it. And what I mean by that, are they going to present this information directly to the SBA to get their reimbursements or their debt forgiveness? Or is that something that we need to submit and underwrite? So we really don't know. We know that that's their intention. We don't know the mechanism. We don't know the process. Timing is the other one. Let me give you for instance. We spent the weekend pushing through. We processed about 300 applications on one Saturday. We had a large crew. Both buildings were working. We were running back and forth with files. And so we pushed through and got 300 approved. And then 2 days later, we get the notice, a guideline that tells us that we have to fund them all within 5 days of approval. Well, that would have been nice if they would have told us that up front. So, of course, all the banks screamed bloody murder, and they gave us 10 calendar days to fund them all. So we've been scrambling to do that. And so we don't know what they're going to say as far as the process at the other end of this thing.
What are you recommending for those folks that did get those funds? Just document the bejeebers out of everything, and if it's in question, document and make copies of your documents.
It's very clear that 75% of the reimbursement has to come from payroll expense. Now, how do we define payroll expense? And that's another question. We don't know. We have some general ideas, but I couldn't give you a list today and say I'm assured this is what it's going to be. Then you can supplement that with utilities, rents, mortgage interest payments, that sort of thing. But the biggest thing is you need to be paying your people during this period of time or there won't be a reimbursement or debt forgiveness.
Now, there are payrolls that are happening later today on the 20th, the 25th, on Friday. So I would think, and with those of us that may have had a payroll last week after getting funding, the 8 weeks are ticking off right now. I would think that hopefully they'll come back with some a little bit more specific information. But as you said, time will tell. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, this is Brian Papstein. This afternoon, Humboldt County Health Officer Teresa Fankovic is having a press conference and will be announcing the formalization of our current practices formerly referenced as shelter in place. What does this mean? How does it impact you? Find out as we will be talking with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel this afternoon. Stay tuned here in the 4 o'clock hour. You'll be able to hear that interview in its entirety, and we'll have it on our website later this afternoon.
Good morning, KINS. This is Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking this morning with the bank dude from Redwood Capital, John Dalby. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. John, one of the things that is kind of in, associated with this, obviously, is how you're doing business on the floor. You know, you got your loan departments and others have got their loan departments, and they're kind of segregated away. You know, you don't have them out in the lobby, and you know, you just kind of throw a little food in there every once in a while, make sure everybody's okay, and they do what they do. The consumer interaction, are you seeing changes in how the community is interacting at the bank and what the needs and desires being expressed are?
So what we did, of course, you know, we were trying to service our customers at the same time we're trying to protect our employees from getting the virus, et cetera, et cetera. So what we ended up doing is we closed our Henderson Center branch and routed everything into our Eureka branch. And what we've seen is there's a substantial downtick in the number of people that are coming in, so this has worked for us. Although our new accounts activity has exploded with you know, small businesses moving their accounts to us because we've been able to help our clients. Fortuna Branch has a drive-thru, so we closed it, and they're just doing everything through the drive-thru. Arcata's been open. Eureka's been open. And so we haven't had any long lines. We've been able to help our customers within a reasonable period of time, and we've kept our hours, full service hours. So we've been able to do it all and at the same time protect our staff.
What about the use of the digital platforms? Has that changed? Are you seeing people using services that they weren't before, or conversely not using it because maybe it's taking too long and they want to go in and have the reassurance of a face-to-face contact or mask-to-mask contact?
Well, I need to put in a plug for one of our vendors. I think it's CPR is what it's called, I believe. I hope I didn't get that wrong. That did some, you know, cough screens for us in front of the teller lines that are open, so that we don't have to go mask to mask. We have a piece of a plastic in between our customers and our employees. With that said, we're not seeing a whole uptick in the online platforms. What we've seen, other than people checking for their stimulus checks, what we've actually seen is a downturn with the number of businesses that are closed. And so they're not making daily deposits, and they are not doing you know, things in the bank on a daily basis. So we've actually seen activity dwindle substantially during this period of time.
Now, is that the non-essential, or is that folks maybe clustering their deposits because of some of the other issues that are going on, or using the automated checking thing that some people are
able to do? The essential businesses are operating as normal. We're doing our pickups as normal. We're doing everything as normal. It is the non-essentials. And since most of those are the small businesses, you know, that's a big part of the client base. And so we are suffering along with them, I hope that we get to the place where we can start opening businesses up very soon, because I fear that many of these will not make it.
Right. Yeah, I heard a stat, and I don't know if this is something you can, your experience indicates also, is that the average small business, and again, for folks that are unfamiliar with government ease, small business means under 500 employees. So, yeah, okay, and small is relative, I suppose, that most of us only have about 15 days worth of operating capital on hand. And so you get into something like this, it's a little bit more prolonged, and it really does make things more than dicey, I guess would be the way to say it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every business is different.
Yeah, yeah. Last time we talked, you said that the real estate loans were going absolutely crazy. Has that continued during this period? I know that it was deemed as a non-essential in California for a period of time. That was relaxed earlier last week. Have you seen a drop-off in interest in that area, or is that continuing to hold also?
Well, ironically, we've seen the credit unions raise their rates and basically turn the spigot off, and I don't know if that's why we're getting such high volumes, but our mortgage activity is higher than it's ever been. And so we know we're very busy. And again, they're working overtime processing those, because we have a very limited staff. And again, we're missing staff members because of issues with the coronavirus.
Are those able to be processed? Because I know you need to have the appraisers. You need to have the guys that crawl underneath the house and do the spraying, the roofers, all those related businesses to be able to get a loan through. Are those all just kind of flowing as normal as well?
We are getting it done.
Ooh, nice phrase. Yeah. You might want to copyright that one, getting her done.
Get her done, yeah. No, and I got to tell you right now how incredibly proud I am of our staff. From the frontline people that are having to face the customers and with the concerns about the virus, from our lending staff that is working overtime trying to make the PPP program work, loan support, they're working overtime and weekends. We just talked about mortgage. They're working overtime to make this work. And, you know, the way we look at it, Brian, is we were formed about 16 years ago, a little over, and the purpose was to support our community, and this is our time. And that's our mission, is to support the community, and that's what we're going to do.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42. We'll be back with more from John Dalby.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Mr. Dalby from Redwood Capital. John, you talked about some of the trends that you're beginning to experience, that the real estate our mortgages are continuing to go across and be very active. Do you think this is going to be a positive year for real estate sales in Humboldt County?
With all that's going on, I haven't been tracking that, and I couldn't even tell you what percentage of our transactions are purchase money. I think it's relatively low. I think with the rates where they are, most people are refinancing. I really don't feel qualified to answer that question. But once we get through this, it's a great time to buy. If you're, in the market to buy a home, because rates are so low, it increases your buying power substantially.
Do we have stock?
I don't know.
You've got to have something to buy, right? Yeah,
I do not know. Now, when I drive around, I see some for sale signs. But then I'm just driving down the main boulevards to work and back. I mean, I'm a boring guy right now. We're essential business, so we're open and I'm working. But, when I'm not here, I'm going home.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel like I want to take a road trip and just kind of cruise 4th and 5th Street.
Yeah, believe me. My wife and I are going stir crazy. We'd love to get out and go somewhere.
Yeah. I it'll be interesting to see. I know there's lots of projections about what the demand will be like as we start to come out of the mandatory sheltering. Just to see if people are just going to be out walking around, or if they're going to be going back to their old haunts. Hopefully those old haunts are still going to be there. It'll be interesting, I think, as a cultural, I guess, a case rather than anything else, just to see what are going to be the things that people want to do first or second, you know, in getting out. You mentioned earlier, we've only got about a minute left here, so I'll hit you with a heavy question at the end just because I like to. a number of businesses are just kind of holding on. Do you have any recommendations for those businesses or for the customers of those businesses how to try to help them out?
We will need to step up to the plate and support our local businesses more than we ever have before. I know it's so easy to purchase on Amazon and go to the big box retailers, but if you can buy something locally, we've got to do it. We've got to support our restaurants. We've got to support our bakeries, our coffee shops, anything that is locally owned. It is the time for this community to support those businesses and keep this community rolling.
All righty, buddy. Well, thanks for coming by, and thanks for all the stuff that the staff is doing also. I know long hours are long hours, and it can kind of get tough at times, but, you know, it could be worse. You could be a CPA.
Yeah. Tax season extended till July 15th. Yahoo for them. Oh, man.
Yeah,
poor guys.
Absolutely. All righty. Thanks for coming by. See you
well soon.